This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 34.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American 2001, and you're listening to the Internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, The Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kurtzman.
Hey, thanks for the great introduction. You're listening to The Pageant Cast, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. Now, if you are joining us from our Pageant Cast website, thanks for listening, and consider subscribing. This goes for everybody that goes on to our MySpace account at TKPN Podcast. It's really easy to subscribe. Now, if you have iTunes, all you have to do, go to pageantcast.com and click on the subscribe in iTunes icon, and it will do the rest for you. What's great about subscribing, it's quick, it's easy, it's free, and you never miss an episode. When a new episode goes out on our feed, it'll automatically be downloaded for you to listen to. So it's really the best way to go. Hey, a big thanks to Johnny B, and Mostly Trivial. He played an introduction I recorded for him on episode 82. So go on out there and check it out. It is a great podcast. I look forward to each episode. MostlyTrivial.com. Today on the program, we're going to be speaking to Jenna Sims, the junior national teenager for 2005. We have a lot of great upcoming interviews. Now, we haven't recorded all these. These are in the we're trying to get them put together type phase. But we have Danita Florence, Mrs. Georgia 2001, we're looking into having on the program. Susie Boots, Mrs. International 2006. Brittany Frick of Miss International 2006. And Jade Kenny, Miss Teen International 2006, the Mrs. Miss and Miss Teen. And we'd like to thank Leah Vincent for putting together those interviews. Emily Keith, the U.S. Miss 2005. Vina Goal, Miss California 2004. She'll be talking about pageantry perfume with us. Victoria Ratliff, Miss Florida Teen USA 2005. And Brittany Houle, the new Miss Teen Galaxy 2007. All those coming in the weeks to come here on the Pageant Cast. Been a very busy week out on our MySpace account at TKPM Podcast. We received a lot of messages and we've added a lot of friends. Can't go through all the friends, but we did receive messages from Hellevin Productions Incorporated, Miss MySpace, Ms. MySpace, Brittany Houle, Miss Teen Galaxy 2007, and Jenna Sims, who's on today's program, Junior National Teenager 2005. TKPNPodcast.com.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Looking at your TiVos, Little Miss Sunshine starting to open up across the country. That stars Greg Kinnear and Toni Collette and Adam Arkin at Cineplexes absolutely everywhere. Coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, August 15th, Miss Teen USA on NBC, broadcast from Palm Springs, California.
You've got mail!
That's right, we have some mail. I'm going to read you portions of this email that I got from Carly Palmer. She is one of the organizers of PageantGossip.com. She's the assistant webmistress of PageantGossip.com. starts out, "Hi, Tim. Just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the interview with Jenna Edwards. My pageant interest lies in the Miss USA and Teen USA system, so I enjoy your rare interviews with their title holders, and I really got to see a different side of Jenna, so that was really cool. By the way, that is not by choice. I try to get as many people from all the different pageant systems as possible. So if you are a part of those systems, please contact me. We'd be happy to interview you here on the Pageant Cast. I really don't need to sleep that much, so I'm trying to get as many interviews as possible this year." She also went on to give me a few trivia items about Jenna, because Jenna won Miss Oktoberfest in 2000, which we actually put in, was mentioned in the interview, but it says she actually beat Shandy Finnessy, who would later be Miss Missouri 2002, Miss Missouri USA 2004, and Miss USA 2004. And we have a photo of that Miss Oktoberfest placement out in our galleries. Go ahead and take a look at that, and you'll see Shandy Finnessy right there. Here's another item. Florida is actually on a run of two top five placements. Both Kristen Duren in 2006 and Melissa Wittek 2005, and of Treasure Hunters fame, were fourth runner-up at Miss USA. So there's something to keep an eye out for. Thanks a lot, Carly, and we hope to hear from you in the future. She's all the way in New Zealand, so we couldn't get her to send in a phone call, but I hope that we get lots more great emails like this one, and we'll read them out here on the Pageant Cast. Hey, if you'd like to leave us feedback and be heard here on the Pageant Cast, just call us at the TKPN hotline at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. Long distance charges do apply, and yes, we allow words of encouragement to local beauty pageant contestants on that phone number.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tattler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Here we are at the opening of the Pageant Cast Tattler. We'd like to thank the PodSave Music Network for making available great music. You can check that out at http://music.podshow.com. Today's background music for the Tattler comes from the group Crush, and the name of the song is Forest for the Trees. Access Hollywood's popular correspondent Sean Robinson will take the stage alongside Total Request Live host Damian Fahey to host Miss Teen USA 2006 live from Palm Springs, California on August 15th on NBC. Former Old Town member Ashley Parker Angel, pop star JoJo, and Lucas Gabriel of the hit television movie High School Musical will perform during the live telecast.
Got a great article. This one was posted August 5th in the news desk. Miss Teen USA pageant contributing to the area economy. Palm Springs area is seeing a good economic shot to the arm because of the upcoming Miss Teen USA pageant that will be broadcast on NBC August 15th. Interesting article. You might want to give that one a read. Okay, this article I'm looking at right now, posted on July 31st on the news desk, we found out how Miss Universe did in TV ratings. Now, Sunday night's Miss Universe contest, which bestowed the honor on Miss Puerto Rico, drew 9.7 million viewers. Although that's up slightly from last year when it aired on Monday, it's down nearly 1 million from 2004's audience and way down from the glory years when upward of 38 million people would tune in. Again, 38 million versus 9.7. Down a lot. And then, of course, the usual jab. Earlier this year, the Miss America pageant debuted on cable after ABC dumped it because of low ratings. They had to put in that sentence. It's almost a rule. But you do see a considerable decline yet in pageant television ratings. Okay, here's another article. NBC's Miss Universe pulls into 3.2 in 18-49, which is a key demographic. Now, I'll just read a portion of this article. In an era of declining ratings for beauty pageants, simply holding on to the previous year's audience is an accomplishment. That happens to give the network carrying a pageant a big boost over the previous week in its very slow summer, all the better. Last night's NBC got a big week-to-week bump for its Sunday night lineup thanks to the Miss Universe pageant, which averaged 3.2 adults 18-49 overnight rating from 9-11 p.m. Well, that was even the last year, though the other article says it's a little bit more. When the pageant aired in early June, NBC did see a 4% bump in total viewers from 9.2 million in 2005 to 9.6 million last night. Well, its household ratings was down slightly, 6.1 to a 6.0. Going on here, rather than saying much about the pageant, Miss Universe decent ratings may say more about the lack of selection on TV than anything else. Broadcast had mostly repeats last night, and HBO's Sunday night lineup has been fairly weak this summer. And then we have the typical paragraph about how Miss Puerto Rico has stopped immediately after being crowned Miss Universe because there weren't enough articles on that one.
This next story hits me a little close to home. I do know this person. I didn't know him very closely, but I did meet him a couple times out there on Miss America this past year. The co-director of the Miss Wisconsin pageant died, John H. Schultz Jr. He's been the co-executive director of the pageant for many years. He had been a part of the pageant since 1974 and became the co-executive director in 1988. He was a really great guy and passed away rather suddenly. We wish his friends, family, and relations our deepest condolences.
Remember when I changed the name of this segment from Pageant Cast News Desk to Tadler? It's because there are so many stories like this. This one is amazing. And it is out there. It looks like posted this out on August 5th on the news desk. Jennifer Berry. And to take the whole article and kind of squeeze it down. Basically, there are two anti-drink and drive groups that are fighting over Jennifer Berry. There's one group called Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists. And they went to Jennifer Berry, according to the story, and wanted her to come to an event that they had coming up. Later on in the year, she became the national spokesperson for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is probably the best known of the anti-drunk driving groups. Even though there was a check cashed and all that good stuff, Jennifer has become unavailable for AAIM, Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists, for their event. And what's kind of weird about this is it's the exact same cause. So it's kind of interesting to see why this happened. And I don't know if this is a Miss America thing, a Jennifer Berry thing, or what's going on, but this is slowly becoming a story. We're going to see if they can keep a lid on this thing. It's kind of a strange story to have come out, where you have two organizations just trying to get access to Miss America, and decisions being made, we're going with the larger organization, and we frankly aren't going to participate with the other one. Very interesting. I'm surprised by this one. You'll want to check it out. It's on August 5th.
We got a result here. We have Miss Utah 2006 is Katie Millar. She's a 19-year-old BYU senior from Highland. Now, her newfound responsibility is the Miss Utah 2006. She'll be representing her state in the Miss America competition early next year. Of course, this one, like all other articles, does not state where that will be held. Millar has earned over $13,000 in scholarships due to pageantry so far, so congratulations to her.
Lifestyles. I'm Brian Osuch. Ever wish Marvin Gaye or the Rolling Stones could help you say happy birthday or I love you to that special someone? Well, now they can, thanks to Hallmark's new Say It With Music card collection. Joan Orth is an art director with Hallmark and says these cards are very different from the other cards with sound.
These cards have the best technology in them. The other great thing about these cards that makes them so very different is that we feature original artists. We feature original movie and television quotes. And I think that is something that is so near and dear to us on a daily basis.
Hallmark art director Tim Bodenwistel says there is a Say It With Music card to match anybody.
There's over 220 cards out right now. They're music, television, and Hollywood. And of those, we have pop music, country, R&B, oldies. Every decade since 1940 is represented. We're picking songs that are standard and that everyone can relate to.
For more information, visit Hallmark.com. That's Lifestyles from Hallmark. I'm Brian Osuch.
The governor and a former Miss America, that would be Heather French Henry, and Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher paid tribute Thursday evening to all military veterans at the opening ceremonies of the Kentucky Veterans Welcome Home Celebration.
By the way, I mentioned earlier in today's program how many great new friends we have out at our MySpace account, and I do thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for adding us as a friend and taking a look at the Pageant Cast. I also want to thank all the new subscribers to our news desk, or as we call it here, the Tadler. We have a number of folks that have checked us out, and they're getting the emails with 6 or 7 articles coming out every couple of days. All the news you need to know about pageantry in one quick spot. Now, if you don't know how to get there, it's real easy. Go to pageantcast.com, click on the news desk, look along, I believe it's the right-hand column, and you'll see subscribe to the Pageant Cast news desk, and you'll get these articles as they come out. It's a lot of fun. We're always looking for volunteers to help us at the Pageant Cast. Drop us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com and let's see what we can do together.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
And welcome to the Pageant Cast, our latest victim. Our interviewee today is Jenna Sims, Junior National Teenager 2005. Thanks so much, Jenna, for coming on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, where are we calling you today? Where are you located?
I'm located in Winder, Georgia, which is about an hour north of Atlanta.
Okay. And what drew your interest to pageantry?
Well, I've always wanted to do it for scholarship money. I plan on attending an Ivy League college, so I definitely need funding for that. And I've always done a lot of community service, so I chose the Miss National Teenager program because they are a pageant that recognizes young women who do community service and have good academic standings.
Okay. Is there any particular course of study that you're going after?
I plan on going to the business school and majoring in marketing.
Okay. Now, the Junior National Teenager, if people aren't familiar with that pageant, how is it judged? What are they looking for?
It's probably about 30%. Oh, goodness, I'd have to go back and look. But I know it's, let me just think about that. It is community service, grades and GPA, communication skills through interview, evening gown, and personal expression. And personal expression is really fun because you get to decorate your own jeans that match your personality.
Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I heard interview in there. What was the hardest interview question you've ever encountered?
Probably, why do you want to win this title or something to that effect? Because there's so many answers, and you could make it a really long answer, and it's something really hard and something really you have to dig deep in your heart to find the answer for.
Okay. Now, what type of prizes go with this particular title?
Well, I probably won over $30,000 worth of scholarships through different colleges. That, they do the Eckerd. I won $10,000 towards Eckerd College in Florida. 2 years scholarship at Oklahoma City University. $6,000 cash scholarship to anywhere. And then there's so many trips you get to go to. I went to Miss America, paid in full. I got to go to New York with the national director. All this, pretty much all-inclusive trips that were just amazing, not to mention little spa products and shampoo and conditioners.
Now, which Miss America was it that you went to, the one in Las Vegas or the last one in Atlantic City?
The last one in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, okay. Well, that really is a landmark, too, because that was the last time.
The last one, yeah, it was very special.
That's amazing. What did you do to prepare for junior national teenager?
Well, my Georgia director, who her name is Renee Fielden, she always sets up interview training. She is the owner of the Miss Georgia Junior National Teenager Pageant, and she is really experienced with interview and walk. So I had a couple of meetings with her to get ready for the interview and the walk portion, but she also worked on my paperwork. You know, you have to send in, you know, all of your community service hours, everything about you that gets judged. And so she edited that. And then I went and made sure I had the perfect dress and my perfect interview suit, and I was ready for nationals. And I guess I was ready because I ended up winning.
That's fantastic. Now, what type of community service were you involved in?
Well, I've done over 4,000 hours of community service since I was 10. I've raised over $79,000 personally for the American Cancer Society because I've lost both of my grandfathers with cancer. And I also participate in Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Club, UNICEF, all these canned food drives, sweater drives, Stay Warm for Winter. Let's see, there's so many just small organizations that I help. And I've actually created several original fundraisers of my own. So there's tons and tons of community service.
Wow. And I'm taking a look at your website, which is jennasims.com. And you have modeling here, Relay for Life. But I'm taking a lot of time on this awards and honors. There are so many things that you've been involved in. We have Ambassador, Amazing Kids, Do Something Brick. What's that? What's Brick?
The Brick Awards was probably my favorite scholarship I've won. I won $10,000, and that was for one of my original community service projects, which was I created a beauty pageant for kids with cancer, and everyone leaves as a winner. And the whole purpose behind that was so that every kid with cancer gets to experience that winning feeling that all pageant winners experience. And because of I created that, I won $10,000, $5,000 for the project and $5,000 for college, and they flew all the brick winners, there were 10 of us, to New York, and we had this big celebrity gala, and it was just an amazing experience. We got to see this big celebrity auction going off. I met celebrities like Susan Sarandon, Kenan Thompson, the girl who plays in Buffy, I forget her name.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So many celebrities were there. It was just a big, extravagant event.
I know my Buffy. That's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
I also see a picture here. What is this? 2003 silver, 2005 bronze winner, Prudential Spirit of Community.
You know, you ask all the good ones. That is a close second to being my favorite, second favorite.
Okay.
They pick two winners from every state, a middle school winner and a high school winner. And I have been the middle school winner, which was the silver. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I won the bronze. But when you win the silver or the gold, they fly you, all the two representatives from each state, to Washington, D.C., and you get to spend a week with 99 other people who share so much in common with you because they all do community service and they all have good grades. And we toured the city, and that's where I met Rudy Giuliani and David Gallagher.
Yeah, and
I also won $1,500 for that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Jenna, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of our interview with Jenna Sims here on the Pageant Cast in just a moment.
Okay.
Hi, Josh.
Here to pick up Tommy?
No, here to pick on Tommy. I'm the class bully.
What?
McGruff, the crime dog here. Bullies don't just introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may avoid school. Grades may drop. How do you stop bullies? With words. To your kid, school officials, or concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I'm Melinda McNett, Miss Fond du Lac 2006, and I'd like to congratulate Tim Kretschmann for being named one of the 100 Milwaukeeans you ought to know on onmilwaukee.com. Way to go, Tim.
Remember to point your podcaster to pageantcast.com and catch the pageantcast. This is Nicole Falcone, Miss United States, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Hello, everybody. My name is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm a crime prevention specialist, and we're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things in some of the cast coming up. The name of the show is Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to keep you safe, hopefully eventually take some questions, learn something, and we're also going to have some fun because there's some dumb criminals out there, and we're going to talk about them, too. So stay with us. It should be interesting, and I promise you're going to learn something.
And we are back with the Pageant Cast, and with us today we have Jenna Sims, the junior national teenager of 2005. Now, as junior national teenager, Jenna, what type of appearances did you have the opportunity to make?
Throughout the year, I made over 300 appearances. I know that sounds like a lot, and it was a really 300? Busy year, but I had the time of my life.
So you got 65 days
what?
Off. You got 65 days off if you had 300 appearances?
Well, some days I'd make two appearances in one, so
wow.
It just depends. I don't know. I don't really know exactly how many days I had off, but actually, believe it or not, I did not miss a day of school, so that was truly amazing.
Wow.
But I visited states such as, oh my gosh, I visited 24 states, which were all the way across the United States. I mean, I visited Alaska, California, Vermont, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma. I went all across the United States, and I visited several countries. I also got the opportunity to visit a cancer society over in Wales and in England and in Ireland. And so my year was pretty much, that was the highlight of my life, which was traveling overseas.
Wow.
It was great.
Now, what's your favorite part about doing the appearances?
Definitely speaking to different audiences and pretty much just reaching out and just trying to spread the word about teen volunteerism and how much fun it can be if you get involved.
During the pageant, how long is the pageant for Junior National Teenager?
Well, before you even get to Nationals, you have to win a state pageant, and that's only a weekend long. But Nationals is actually a full week, and you do something every day, like you visit a Boys and Girls Club. It's held in Nashville, by the way.
Nashville.
You visit a Boys and Girls Club in Nashville. You also go to the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, and there's something fun you do every day for the girls. Like, they'll go to a baseball game, then they'll go to a water park. It is truly an amazing week. So I met many, many friends that I still keep in touch with to this day.
And Jenna is such a good interviewee. She knew that my next question was going to be, where is it held? And she says, oh, it's Nashville.
Exactly. If you want to be really specific, it's held in Nashville, Tennessee at the TPAC, which is the Tennessee Performing Arts Center.
Oh, wow. Wow. Do you intend on competing in more pageants as you go along here?
Yep. In November, I'm competing for Georgia Teen USA.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we're so glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you today, and really appreciate you making the time for us. And is there anything that I missed that you would like to share with my listeners on the Pageant Cast?
Well, I think you got it. If you want to contact me, you can go to my website, Jenna Sims, which is JenaSims.com. And you can contact me, email me. If you have any questions and you want to get involved, feel free to ask questions.
That's the best way to learn, isn't it? Just to ask some people that have been there before?
Right.
That's great. And we will put a link to your website as well out in our show notes when we put this out on the feed.
Well, Jenna, thank you.
Jenna, thanks so much for making the time today. Jenna Sims, everybody, the junior national teenager of 2005. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
Remember, we're on the podcast Pickle Lab, pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the pickle, or you can subscribe to it easily enough. If you use iTunes, click on our simple link right at www.pageantcast.com. www.thepageantcast.com, and you will get each new episode completely free of charge.
TKPNpodcast.com.
Remember to stay subscribed, and I'm going to try it this way now. Tiara Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.